All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with another listener limerick challenge. This is for Flash episode 3.02, the second season of episode 3. The episode is called Paradox, and I'm joined on the line here by Billy Taylor. Billy, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing extremely well. Thanks so much for volunteering to be one of my test subjects here on the first night of trying out the listener limerick challenge. So I appreciate it very much.
Well, you're very welcome.
And it's always good to get together and have a little geek chat with with like-minded individuals. So let me ask you, have you been watching The Flash since season one?
Oh, yeah, since the first day that it came out.
Right, yeah. Now, had you seen him on Arrow? Were you watching Arrow before as well?
Yes, same with that show.
Yeah. All right, very good. So you're a longtime viewer, and this has been kind of an interesting way to create some new things on the show. There's some new relationships. We're going to learn some new things about people that we thought we knew everything about, since they're not exactly the people we thought we knew everything about anymore.
Yep.
And who knows what other surprises we have in store. All right, so let's get to our first limerick. All right, you ready to go?
Ready as I'll ever be.
All right, here we go. Barry's job is to investigate crime, and some of these bad guys are slime. But his history has changed and been rearranged, all because he traveled through...
time.
Yes, exactly. So that seems to be the big thing here on this this season is going to be that Barry traveled through time and change things. Were there particular changes that we saw here that surprised you?
Yeah, I didn't expect to see Caitlin exhibit the whole Killer Frost thing, at least not yet, especially after seeing her alter ego last season. That was a big surprise to me.
Yeah, that was a big change, and that was dropped right at the very, very end. That was sort of a last-minute little surprise there. Now, she didn't seem to be evoking Killer Frost's personality,
right?
Which is nice. We also saw Cisco showing his abilities a little bit more than we've seen in the past.
Yep.
And obviously, there was a whole lot of relationship differences, although most of those seemingly serious relationship issues all seem to be repaired within the scope of the hour, so they couldn't have been too serious.
Yep.
So I thought that was telling, but my only complaint with the time travel thing is it seems like they've been very inconsistent with what is the effect of traveling through time.
Yeah, I know. It seems like are these other timelines still there in a way, or are they completely wiped out, or
right.
I don't know if we'll see any of that happen again.
Right, and we saw Zoom travel back in time and kill Barry's mom, but then he got stuck in time, and so he was still there. And then other times, Barry's created these little time changes where he's gone back a little bit, and sometimes that seems to be fine. Other time, we've had these time wraiths, these time ghosts coming through, and other times it seems to create big changes and then not such big change. It's time seems to be a little timey-wimey, wibbly-wobbly, if you know what I mean. So that's been interesting. All right, let's go ahead and get to our next rhyme. All right, here we go. Everyone has their own quirk, including the new guy at work. Tom Felton has joined the cast, but I'm not sure he'll be a blast. Like Draco, he's kind of a...
jerk.
yeah. So Tom Felton's here, and Tom's most famous role is as Draco Malfoy from the Harry Potter series. And he was here in Kansas City at Kansas City Comic Con recently.
Yep.
So that's going to be an interesting change. And it seems like he's a guy, he really, really does not like Barry.
Yeah, I'm wondering. My biggest wonder is if since he's kind of a result of this whole time change, we have never seen his character before. I wonder if he's somehow involved with this Dr. Alchemy character. Are they, like, does he hate Barry for more than just he doesn't like him at work? I'm just wondering where that's going to go.
Yeah, it seems like there's going to be a deeper connection at some point. So either is he going to become a hero? Is he the bad guy? We know that Dr. Alchemy, maybe he's that guy. I mean, who knows? We haven't seen that guy's face, and they often keep them hidden for a reason.
Yep, and it always winds up being someone super close to Barry.
it always is. It's never they take off the mask and, oh gosh, that's weird. We've never seen that guy before at all. It always seems to be somebody we know a little bit. Yeah, I'm hoping Dr. Alchemy is not like Iris. That would be a big shift in the timeline. All right, we got one more here. You're already 2 for 2. So basically you're batting 1,000. Here we go. The Flash never seems to be chillin', although his belly he always is fillin'. This week on the show, he has a new foe because Alchemy is the new
villain.
And that's right. So we were just talking about Alchemy. And one of the things that sort of surprised me that Alchemy revealed is not just that he's a villain, but he is preparing.
Somehow he knows what went on in the other timeline, and he's trying to bring those attributes back to this timeline, and I wonder why.
Right, because it sounds like he's not just I want to rob banks or I want to take over the world or any of the typical villain stuff. He's preparing the world for something, and so the question is what. Now, one of the things that sprung to my mind is that they've revealed that at some point the big crossover is going to be related to the Dominators, an alien race trying to invade the Earth and take over the Earth. So one of my thoughts was maybe he's trying to prepare for that. But if that's the case, why would he want to kill the Flash?
Yep.
That didn't seem to make much sense. And for that reason, why if he did want to kill the Flash, why didn't he just kill him? He was zapping him just fine. Why did he want Rival to do that? That didn't seem to make a lot of sense.
Yep.
And it'll be interesting to see if Rival is still alive. Did Alchemy kill him at the end? Was he just punishing him? What's the whole deal there? So there's definitely some questions yet to be answered.
Yep. I'm just hoping he doesn't pull off the mask. And what do you know? It's Reverse Flash or Zoom again.
Right. And I'm also hoping that if Rival is still around, that we don't see him every week. Because I want not a speedster.
Yep.
To be the big bad guy. We've had that for season 1. We've had that for season 2. I don't even like it in Flash anymore. When I see the villain in an issue is a speedster, I don't even want to look at it.
Yep.
Like
I'm hoping to see more Grodd at some point. That would be awesome.
I'd love to see Grodd come back. There's a lot of good villains we haven't seen. Mirror Master would be an awesome one. And so I think there's a lot of great Flash villains or other DC villains you could tap into and do a perfectly good job with. Plus, it looks like Alchemy is whereas Zoom was kind of the guy supplying those villains from Earth 2 in last season, I think Alchemy is the one who's, we're not going to fight Alchemy every week. We're going to be fighting whoever Alchemy creates every week.
Yep.
So I think that's what we're going to see. I think that's what we're going to see some this season. We'll see as it goes on. Well, Billy, thank you so much for playing along. I hope you had a good time.
Yeah, you're very welcome. It was very fun.
All right. Excellent. All right. Very good. Well, next time we get together for winning our show, you definitely have a beverage on me.
Excellent. Sounds good. Can't wait.
All right. Sounds great. All right. Thanks a lot, Billy. Take care.
All right. You're welcome.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. This Limerick Challenge has been brought to you with the help of the Worst Comic Podcast Ever. Thanks to Jerry and Cullen for their support. If you have enjoyed this, please let us know. Please subscribe to the podcast if you want to get these again at Worst Comic Podcast Ever on iTunes. Leave us a review and a rating as well. Be sure to follow us on Facebook. And if you'd like to play, follow us on Facebook and leave us a message and let us know that you would like to be a contestant on the weekly Limerick Challenge. We have ones for Supergirl and Flash starting up. As long as people want to play, we will keep doing it. So please let us know. And if you'd like to sponsor it, please let us know that as well. Thanks, everybody, and have a fantastic week.